You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Producer Josh has come rolling in, and he was commiserating with Jeremy just a minute ago over how it's dark so early in the afternoon.
I can't stand it, man.
So I wanted to pass along some good news to both of you. In 2 weeks, the days will start getting longer again.
I did look up the winter solstice myself because I was curious. I was like, when does this end?
You got about 2 weeks, and then it's not like it's going to, you know, stay light until 8 o'clock right away. But
it's
at least the daylight will stretch a little longer.
Yeah.
But you got to wait till just before Christmas.
Like, I was ready for bed by 6:30 last night. I was like, I'm done. Let's go to bed.
Got a mind bender coming up in 30 minutes, and then Boys Against the Girls in 1 hour. But right now, let's answer a question.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Jeremy, this one comes from Estella. I love that name.
Ooh, pretty.
Estella. She writes, "Hey, boys, wondering if you've heard of this before. A woman I work with was talking about getting pregnant, but said they have to wait until May to conceive. When I asked why, she said it's because her birthday, her husband's birthday, and their two kids were all born in February, and they don't want the next child to feel left out if it's born in a different month."
Huh.
Stella writes, "There's so much I want to say about this, but I thought you might put it into words better than I can. Thanks for your show." You want me to read the self-serving part?
Okay.
"Thanks for your show. It keeps me laughing every morning, and that has been worth a lot, especially this last year." Estella, that's sweet of you. Thank you. Nice. We have fun.
Very nice.
Glad you have fun with us. So they are essentially scheduling the birth so that it falls during the same month as everybody else in the family.
How many of them, again, in the family that have?
She, her husband, and their two kids. So this is going to be their third child, and they want all five to be in the same month.
That's kind of cool if they can work it out so it does happen that way. May is going to be a banger, though, huh?
I guess they'll
good for
save
them
up and really
just go to town.
And no, what happens if you don't conceive in May? Do you stop trying and then have to wait a full calendar year?
Right.
Here's. Listen, we'll open up phones on this. For anybody who has ever tried scheduling a birth, we would love for you to call and tell us what the reason was, why you wanted a child born in a particular time frame. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I happen to think this is crazy, but I realize that I may be in the minority. There might be the majority of people are like, no, I absolutely scheduled for a certain week of the year that we wanted this. You know, it's like a designer baby almost.
Yeah, I mean, of course there's going to be circumstances that, you know, if they do get pregnant in May, that it could possibly not work out. And then what? You know, like, what if they have a preemie or something? Then are they going to be mad that the baby didn't bake long enough? Or, like,
see, that's a great
question.
That's
the thing. It's like, are they going to be mad at the baby?
Dude, that's a fair question, too. Like, oh, this baby. What if the baby shows up in mid-January and they're like, oh, thanks a lot. You ruined our celebration of
February. Dumb baby.
I mean, really?
So the reason I find this pretty cool and not that crazy is because looking into my own world, we really wanted a summer baby with Reed, our firstborn, because summer babies are more fun, especially for birthday parties, because you get to have outdoor birthday parties and have all the friends over and family. You get to be outside and it's warm. So what is that going back? What is it, 8 or 9 months? How long does it take to make a baby? Is it 8 months?
Whatever.
So November. So, hey, around my birthday, you know, we really started trying because we wanted the summer baby. Same for Lila, but, you know, dumb baby, she came early.
Mm-hmm.
Or we would have had two. Yeah, she ruined everything.
She was like 3 months early, wasn't
she? She came early, yeah. So she ruined the second time around being a summer baby. But if it had worked out, she also would have been a summer one. So I think it's fine.
Why do you care that it's summer? I mean, for birthday parties, what is that's not like
it is.
A 10-year stretch out of their life, like from 5 to 15?
That's Well, so 15 years. So what? So be it.
5 to 15. You don't really care about a 2-year-old's birthday party.
Oh,
that it's in the summer.
We did them all. We've done them all, man. And yeah, what? it's so
but
much
like
better
five
in the summer.
To 12 maybe is when
yes,
birthday
and
party.
Then that's when they're
so that's 7 years of their life.
They have
and
their
that's
friends. They can
it?
Do pool parties and stuff in the summer for their birthday, or go do the slip and slide.
Can they just have friends
bounce
over at
houses?
Any time?
No, it's more fun when you're outside, and then that doesn't wreck your house.
This.
Come on, you were a parent. Like, you don't want 15 kids running around your inside of your house in the middle of winter for a birthday.
Well, then I don't
they
invite them.
They ruin your house. You don't invite. What a horrible parent.
No, I mean, it's just if you
your
don't
little
want kids
son
in your
is
house,
sitting
then don't invite
there
them over.
Crying?
I have had. I remember having huge parties for my son. And by the way, Dominic was born on the same day as your son
in the
July,
summer.
But I didn't plan it. I mean, believe me, I didn't plan it.
But weren't the summer parties great?
No, I don't even remember them.
Oh, Dom.
You know,
you don't even remember your own child's birthday.
I remember that one birthday party when he was 6. No, that wasn't even a birthday party. That was after kindergarten, we had a bunch of kids over, and that party will be legendary for the rest
of
my life because of what happened.
Or something? Or he said the
no.
D word. He said the D word.
No, that's completely different. No,
I
that was when he
track.
Was like, yeah.
We have
I
one.
See
we
calls
have a call,
already
yeah.
coming in. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I don't want to be a curmudgeon. The only thing that I would say is, in my mind, and I don't speak for anybody else, it seems like we're putting a lot of emphasis on some of the most, check that, on some of the least important things.
Family is the least important thing?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, like, when we're going to have parties. Or, here's the great one, is people putting the emphasis on the spelling of their child's name, right?
This
to make them unique and special. And I'm like, we're kind of putting a lot of emphasis on the least important things, I think.
I'll agree with you on the
spelling.
Well, this does also smack of the family that names everybody the same letter, at least beginning
right.
of, you know, this is
right.
So all 5 in February and then all their names begin with what was her name?
Well, she didn't say. Estella wrote the note, but
Estella.
It was about a coworker.
Oh, okay. So who knows what the coworker's name is?
Right.
You know, it could be what, Carrie or something.
Right now we're talking about this note we got from Estella. It says she works with a woman who's going to wait until May to try to conceive. It's because the woman and her husband and their two children they already have, are all born in the same month, and they don't want the other child to feel left out.
That other child might love it.
I was going to say, are they looking at this the wrong way? I mean, this might make the child feel special, and isn't that really what raising children is all about? They must be special.
This kid is not going to get lost in the mix then, really.
Yeah, what if this kid had a September birthday instead of February? How about that?
Nicole on our Facebook wrote in. She's got a great point. She says, I tried to plan out my pregnancy so I would avoid having them born in the same month. It's too much money on birthdays then in 1 month.
Right.
That's a great point. So if you got 3 kids in February, then that's an expensive month for you.
You got a budget for it all year.
You do.
Oh, we got Valentine's Day. And
it's like
five
a second
birthdays.
Christmas.
Right. Yeah, just 6-8 weeks after Christmas.
That's right.
Hmm. Let's go to a couple of calls on this. Lori's been holding. Hi, Lori. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Get us off of your speakerphone or Bluetooth, please.
Mom.
Okay, I'm going to put her
all right,
on hold.
On,
can
Lori.
Josh get her off of her speaker or Bluetooth? We'll come back to Lori. Here's Beth. Hi, Beth. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Going great. What do you want to say about this?
I totally planned my son way back when.
Mm-hmm.
I was active duty Air Force, and I played softball. So my husband and I were trying to figure out how to have a child in between softball seasons.
That's hilarious.
Did it work out?
It did. So and he was conceived in August, so I could finish the summer softball season.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And he was born in May, so I had to wait a couple weeks. So I missed spring season. But I was
oh,
good to go
no.
When you're sliding into first and you feel something burst, it's your baby. It's your baby.
And I was a January baby, and I grew up in New Hampshire, so I can totally relate to it sucks having a birthday party in January.
Sure,
yeah,
it's cold
weather and cold. Right after Christmas.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, yeah, so if stuff didn't arrive for Christmas for my presents, you know, it became my birthday present.
Yeah, that sucks.
Beth, I'm glad you called us. Thanks for listening to the show, okay?
Thanks. You guys have a wonderful day.
Bye, Bethy.
You as well. Thank you.
I think we're good on Lori now.
All right, we got Lori back. Hi, Lori. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
So what do you want to say?
Well, I do the same thing. Because I'm a tax accountant, I didn't want a baby during tax season. So we planned it out, you know, so that they would be born after tax season. And
okay.
Because it didn't work the first year or the second year, my kids ended up being 5 years apart.
Okay. But yeah, so you're,
anyway,
thank
yeah.
you very much for the call. Thank
yeah.
you for that. So we've got, you don't want a child to interrupt the
softball
season, and you don't want a child to interrupt tax season.
Right.
I guess I don't
People?
Really have a problem with
those
but,
two, I don't.
But at the same time, it's like,
I don't know.
What are we deciding? You know, like, what's,
you know,
most
if it's working
important?
For them and they've already got four in February, why not just try to get five in February, just for the fun aspect of it, I guess.
I guess.
Just
yeah.
why not?
Look, if
Give
that's
it a
the
shot.
Thing, if that's the kind of thing that brings their family together,
if that
who
is,
am I to question?
Exactly.
It?
If that is what is keeping them going, then so be it, I guess. And man, don't visit their house in May.
What I want to know is I want to make sure, Estella, talk to your coworker and find out what the guy is eating that month.
Right.
And email us back and let us know what his diet is.
Watermelon,
consists
right?
Of.
It's supposed to be watermelon.
Is that right?
Makes you randy. Yeah. I think so.
Really?
Is that in season? It's not in season in May.
Oh, no.
No, no.